Pastor Varun and Pastor Don LaHopperset would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church, Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's dynamic teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ.
Today I'd like to talk about integrity. We have been talking about relationship for a long time, and we want to continue another aspect that will build relationship with God and relationship with other people. Amen. You know that the church is not in the business of money. The church is in the business of loving people, saving people, blessing people. Amen. And because we are in that kind of business, the business of the Father is about loving people. So we need to know how to build relationship. Relationship with our spouse, relationship with our kids, relationship with our brothers and sisters in the church, relationship with our boss, with our employees, with other people around us. And one issue that we need to understand is the issue of integrity. Integrity is deciding to integrate my heart's value into my daily actions. Let me repeat one more time. The word integrity means deciding to integrate my heart's values into my daily action. We decide to practice what we believe. And integrity has a lot of impact on our heart. If we don't do what is right in our heart, we feel something weird. We feel like awkward. We feel frustrated. Feel frustration on the inside of us. I want to tell you right now that no one in the world will fall into integrity. You don't just walk one day and then fall into it. Integrity is a decision. You make a decision to walk in integrity. You don't fall into it. That's why I emphasize the word deciding or decision. We make a decision to integrate our heart's values into our daily lifestyle and actions. And if you can do that, you can build very solid foundation on any relationship that you have around you. It's very important. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 28 verse 6, better is the poor man who walks in his integrity than he who willfully goes in double and wrong ways, though he is rich. God gave very high emphasis. He gave a high value on the character of integrity. He emphasizes it. He supersizes it. Amen. He makes it big in his eyes. He even said that integrity is more important than all the money that you have. No matter how much money you have in your bank account, no matter how much you make in your job, no matter how many houses, how many property you have, they are not as important as integrity. God emphasizes integrity. The Bible says in 1 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 17, I know my God that you test the heart. I want to let you know right now, many things that happen in your life, God is testing your heart. Nothing happened by accident. God wants to test your heart. Amen. To see whether you are walking in integrity or not. How many people face this situation? That you walk into the room and you saw a $20 cash on the table. And you were thinking, oh, no one around. If I pick up that cash, put in my pocket, no one will know. Actually, God intentionally allowed that $20 bill to be on that table to test your heart whether you have integrity or not. Amen. So God gonna test your integrity. The Bible say God tests the heart and are pleased with integrity. In other words, God smiles at you when you have integrity. God is very happy with you if you have walked in integrity. God will clap hand, put the thumb up to you and say, you walk in integrity. He is happy. I talked to my wife this morning that one of the most important person in our life that we want to make him happy is Jesus. If Jesus is happy with me and the whole world is not happy with me, it's okay. If God is pleased with me and people are not happy with me, it's okay. The only person that I want to please is God. And I can guarantee that if you please God, many people will like you anyway. Because you're going to walk in love, you're going to walk in integrity, you're going to walk in truthfulness and honesty. Amen. Integrity is important to the eyes of God. And therefore, it should be important to our eyes too. It should be important to our heart as well. And I believe that all of us struggle in this area. We have one heart values, the values of our heart. But when we put into action, sometimes we don't follow and we feel frustrated inside us. I want to call frustration gap. We have a frustration gap on the inside of us. I faced that issue many years ago. In 1997, the Holy Spirit began to move in the church. We went to the camp. God moved. People fall under the power. People got touched by God. And this new went to the headquarters of a church. At that time, we were in denomination. By the way, I want to explain to you, I don't believe in denomination. I don't believe that denomination is of God. I think it's human thing. If you read the Bible carefully, Apostle Peter never created his own denomination. Apostle Paul never had his own denomination. Even he even told the church that I'm going to go to Jerusalem and die now. I leave all of your guys with the Holy Spirit. Every local church belongs to Jesus, not belong to a headquarters somewhere. Amen. Our church doesn't belong to any headquarters. This church belongs to Jesus and we have our own eldership here. Your protection is under the church, not under denomination. Every single Christian, the covering or the protection is in the local church, not in the denomination. When Jesus was speaking to the church, you remember how many people read the book of Revelation chapter 2 and 3? When Jesus was speaking to the church, he did not say, I speak to Peter in Jerusalem, so that Peter in Jerusalem will speak to the church in Smyrna. No, he was speaking directly to the pastor of that church, the angel of Smyrna. He was speaking to the angel of Laodicea, Philadelphia. You can see that God will deal with each local church himself. We are a spiritual alliance, a divine alliance with the church in Bangkok. I am not their boss. I'm not their master. Their master is only Jesus. We are just brother and sister. That's why we call sister churches. When we one day start a church in Japan, that church will never become under us. We are just brother and sister. We help one another to spread the gospel all over the world. Therefore, I encourage the churches that we build that we should not use the same name if possible. Because I don't want to create a denomination. I don't want to be the boss. Only one boss in this church is his name is Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to get out of the way, in fact. Let God have his way. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There is a frustration. And I remember in 1997 when God moved, I was told by the headquarters that you cannot let the Holy Spirit move in your church. And I was called into the room and get rebuked and get into trouble. But somebody told me, you must not let Holy Spirit move in your church. We don't want this falling stuff. We don't want this laughter stuff in the church. When I listen, I am torn between my values, because I believe that the church needs the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The church needs God, needs the Spirit of God. So my value is in there. But I was told by man that I should not let God move in the church. I came home and I canceled everything because I was under somebody. I canceled all the move of God for a while. But then, I suffered. Inside me, I feel that I'm lying to the congregation. Inside me, I feel like I was not honest to God. I was lying to God. I believe one thing, but I do another thing. I cannot do that. Eventually, I told God, God, really, actually, I was really tortured inside me. And eventually, I say, God, I'm going to go back to the move of God again. If I lose my job, if people don't like me, if people want to kick me out, it's fine. I'm going to stick with the value of God in the Bible, even though man doesn't like me. So I bring the move of God back to the church in a few months. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Do you want to have that kind of pastor that can just stick to it? Amen. We'll never back off from what God wants to do. Amen. We don't want the frustration gap. We want to close it up. We want to live a lifestyle that go along with what we believe in our heart. And what we believe must be determined by this book, the Bible. I struggle. You know, as a pastor, I tell you, the devil tell me all the time, cut short the service. 1 hour service. Just preach 15 minutes. People, everyone is happy. Singing 3 songs. Everyone go home. And have a nice coffee stand outside. Make everyone happy. The devil told me all the time, don't be too serious about God. Oh, I was so tempted. But deep inside me, the value in my heart, I see Jesus. He never compromised. He never preached a compromising message. Jesus, actually, his service lasts all day. Actually, compare, if you are in the time of Jesus, you will be amazed. He preached all day, all night. Amen. So we already actually cut short already compared to Jesus. Amen. So really, it's something inside you. Therefore, I promise God that even though we may not be popular in Seattle, but I'm going to stick to the value that God tell me to do. Amen. Because one on the last day when I stand before Jesus, I want him to say, good, faithful servant, well done, not medium. I don't want medium or rare. I want well done from the mouth of Jesus. Amen. You know, in America, this is what we face right now. We have a condition called incongruent values. What does it mean? Incongruent value. It means like this. I give you example. Oh, I don't want to be materialistic, but I spend a lot of money. Oh, I want to have valuable time with my kids. It's so important to talk to my kids, but you never spend time with your kids. Oh, I want to really spend time with my wife and talk to her. Oh, so important to really have time with my wife, personal time, valuable time, quality time. But you're too busy and you never spend time with your wife. We struggle. We struggle. We have a frustration gap on the inside of us. We know what is right to do, but we never do it. That is not integrity. Amen. We want to close that frustration gap. We want the heart's value and the lifestyle to become one together. Amen? So we need to change our attitude. We need to change our lifestyle. You know, I want to encourage you. I'm not better than you. I have frustration gap inside me too. And even the best Christian in the world, his name is Apostle Paul. He has faced the same thing. He faced the same problem inside him. He say like this in the book of Romans chapter 7 verses 18 to 20. I know that nothing good lives in me. This is the word spoken by the one of the most anointed apostle in the whole church history. Okay? He say like this. I know that nothing good lives in me. That is, therefore, please when you come here, don't look at me. Look at Jesus because I have weaknesses too. Don't be stumbled by my weaknesses. That is in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For what I do is not the good I want to do. No, the evil I do not want to do. This I keep on doing. Now, if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but it is sin living in me that does it. You can see that even Apostle Paul struggled inside. He said, I want to do good, but I cannot. My lifestyle doesn't match with the value of my heart. So everyone struggled. Is that right? How many people agree with me that we all struggle in the area of integrity? And that's one of the reasons the Lord spoke to me. Don't just preach the word of God. You need to depend on the power of the Holy Spirit. You need to let people feel with the Holy Spirit. Because you cannot do what you learn from the Bible. You cannot follow the value in the Bible by your own strength. It's not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of God. Amen. Amen. The way God does it is this. He will fill you with the Spirit and He give you a new heart. And then that old desire, the old way is gone. He kind of chained on the inside of you to have a new desire, a new life, a new heart. And you do it out of your new nature. That's why we need to yield to the Holy Spirit. That's why we need to let the Holy Spirit move in our midst. That's why we need to press in to be filled with the Holy Spirit. That's why we need to welcome the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit gives us power to do the job. The Holy Spirit will give us power to be able to do what the values of our heart tell us to do. A lot of Christians in the world living in frustration, like what Paul said, because they know what to do, but they cannot do it. This is my first-hand experience when I get touched by God, by the fire of God, when God really fills me with His Holy Spirit. I have power on the inside of me, the inner man. Everyone say inner man. Amen. You know that you have the outside man. This is the outside man. And the inner man, your spirit. And God doesn't deal with your outside man. God deals with your inner man. God wants to strengthen. The Bible says that through the riches of His glory, He strengthened you on the inner man. The Holy Spirit comes inside you. You may have physical manifestation, shaking, laughter, whatever, falling down. But that is just a physical manifestation. What really happened to you was in the inside. That God strengthened your inner man to be able to walk according to the godly values that is in your heart. I want to tell you, when I was growing up, my value is this. Because in my whole family, every man in my family, not now, they all have many, many women. They all have, you know, wives and many, many ladies. And I grew up that way. And I saw that way. And when I was growing up, I think it's okay to flirt around with many women. And to just, you know, go around. But thank God, God saved me right after I got married. Amen. Thank God for Da. Amen. I mean, thank God that Da is happy. Amen. Because after I got saved, the Holy Spirit came upon me and I was changed. Now I feel yucky. You understand the word yucky mean? When you see something, you do, I feel yucky to even think about committing sexual immorality. Like, yeah! You know, because the value is changed by the Spirit of God on the inside of me. My heart is renewed by God. So I feel like, yeah! I hate sin. I hate this. I cannot stand. When we talk about sexual immorality, I cannot stand. Even thinking about cheating my wife. Cannot stand it. It's like, yeah! You know, you understand what I'm talking about. So all the wife and all the lady in this house, you should push your husband to come out to be prayed for. Get touched by God so that they will feel the same way. Like me. That they don't want to commit adultery or play game or cheat their wife. Amen? Amen. God can close up that frustration gap. The power of the Holy Ghost can help you to close up that gap, the frustration gap on the inside of you. You know, many times when we talk about integrity, we talk about business. We talk about the area of finances. We talk about politicians. You say you're going to do that, but you don't do it. Something like that. But today, in this sermon, I'm still in the introduction right now. This sermon going to last for 2 weeks. I cannot finish in one day. Because it's a big issue. Amen. We're going to talk about integrity in relationship. In relationship with your spouse, relationship with your friends, relationship at your workplace, relationship with your employers, employees, with friends in the church. Integrity is very important because it builds trust. You cannot have good relationship without trust. Is that right? You need to trust somebody. And I hope that after, how many people have been in this church for more than 15 years? Raise your hand up. Actually, Nisa was born at the time we started church, so she has been here more than 15 years. How many people have been here more than 10 years? Raise your hand up. And I believe that you can trust me now. And you don't doubt my attitude and my motive anymore. If you have been here long enough. Amen. And that's how we work together. You know? I can be your pastor because you trust me. You know that I have no hidden agenda. I just love you and I want you to be blessed. But whenever, that's why the devil is so cunning. Listen carefully. The devil is so cunning. He will try to put doubt into your heart regarding your husband, your wife, your pastor, whoever that will really have impact on your life. He will put doubt into it. Therefore, we should not entertain those kind of thoughts. The thoughts that come in and say, oh, don't trust him. Oh, like that, don't trust your husband. Something like that. It's destroy relationship. Amen. So at the same time, husband, you need to live in integrity. Wife, you need to live in integrity so that you can keep building the trust. Amen. One more thing that I want to talk to the congregation is this. The devil uses this method everywhere. It's to avoid talking negative. Avoid criticizing one another. Because it will destroy the trust too. Amen. Every time you're going to start to talk negative, stop it. Stop it. Don't talk. Quit. Amen. Don't talk negative because it will cause people to think negative and lose trust to one another, toward one another. Amen. Now, before we learn how to walk in integrity, I want to tell you the benefits of integrity. How many people want to know the benefits of integrity? Number one. Psalm 25 verse 21. May integrity and uprightness protect me. Because my hope is in you. In Amplified Bible, the Bible says, let integrity and uprightness preserve me. For I wait for and expect you. My dear brother and sister, everyone say at the same time, protection. Protection. When you walk in integrity, God will protect you. Will you have less fear. You don't need to worry. You have no fear. Because you know that if you walk in integrity, God shall protect you. I want the protection of God. Amen. This morning we talk about the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ protect us. So if we walk in integrity, the blood of Jesus will protect us. And we don't need to fear anything. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Everyone say protection. Protection. Less fear. Protection. Number two. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 9. The man of integrity walks securely. Everyone say security. Security. You have security in your heart. You know who you are. You know that God loves you. You know that God is on your side. You don't have to worry. And when you have security, you have more confidence that everything will be fine. No matter the weather up and down, the condition around you up and down, you have confidence because you have security. You know, people spend millions of dollars for security. Is that right? People invent the machine to detect something to protect one stone in a location that people cannot walk in and pick up that stone or diamond or something like that. They spend millions of dollars. America spend millions of dollars to build a big army, big navy, to protect the country's security. We pay money to buy health insurance and life insurance for security. But our God say, if you walk in integrity, I will give you security. Amen. Amen. Security is from God. Though, yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Because his staff and his rod, they comfort me. Because he is with me. Security is in the Lord. It's not in the world system. Amen. Everyone say amen.
Amen.
Number one, protection. Number two, security. How many people want security? Raise your hand up. How many people want to have protection from God? Raise your hand up. Amen. Number three, the Bible says in the book of Proverbs 11:3, the integrity of the upright guides them, but the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity. God will guide you. Everyone say guidance. When you have guidance from God, you make better decision. Amen. Amen. Better decision come from the guidance of God. One wrong decision can make a big problem in your life. How many people agree? As I mentioned to you, about 5 years ago, I have a telephone call from Overlake Hospital. I don't know, I told you this story. I think I did. Maybe I can share again. I got a phone call from Overlake Hospital and say a man has been in the emergency room and he became paralyzed and he need neurosurgical care. He became paralyzed and we found to have a clot in his spine. And I listened to that. Actually, to take the clot out from the spine is easy. Piece of cake. Okay? And in fact, I can get money too because I can send bill. So, in a sense, it's very good. You have a business. But the Lord spoke to me. The Lord guided me. No, don't take this patient. Send to Harborview. And I was thinking, why I have to lose my business here? But I say, I obey God. God guide me. The Lord guides you. So you can make a better decision. I say, I'm sorry. I think you should send this man to Harborview. I don't want to accept this patient. He went to Harborview. 2 months later, I got a letter from a lawyer that he sued everyone at Overlake Hospital. Can you imagine if I was involved in this man, I will be sitting in the court for 2 weeks. I will not be able to work. I will not be able to do anything because the man sued every single one. But thank God for his guidance. Thank God for his protection. Thank God for security. If you walk in integrity, you're going to have protection. You're going to have security and you're going to have guidance. Oh, that's all you want. That's enough. Is that right? You seem excited. I'm excited. I'm excited that God protect me. I'm excited that God give me security. I'm excited that I get guidance from God so that I will not make mistake in my life. Amen. Why I say all these things? Because it's so important. Half an hour ago, I share with you that there are two kinds of people, taker and giver. Now I want to tell you there are two kinds of friends, two kinds of relationship, and you can pick and choose. Okay, I want to tell you right now. How many people have this experience that when you talk or spend time with somebody, you feel drained? You feel like, oh, this person get energy out of me. How many people have that experience? Okay. Some people come around you, they just complain, nag, my life, la, 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 low, 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 low. And after you listen for half an hour, you feel so drained, you feel like, oh, I need to charge up again in the church on Sunday. I don't want to be that kind of people. I want to be the charger. In the relationship, I want to be the one who gives strength. I want to be the one who gives love, Amen. Give joy, Amen. Give power to people. And only people that can do that can go into any relationship and give strength, give joy, give power, give faith, are the people who walk in protection of God, who walk in the security of God, and walk in the guidance of God. If you have these three things, and you go into any relationship, people around you are going to like you and like to be around you. Amen? Because you don't worry about anything. Because you don't fear anything. Because you have feel secure inside you. Is that right? You have always have good guidance, so you everywhere you go, people feel like, oh, wow, when this man show up, when this woman show up, I feel good. Because he come in with strength. You nurture the relationship with strength. You want to nurture your husband with strength. You don't want to drain your husband. You want to nurture your wife with strength. You don't want to drain her every time you meet her. Amen? How many people want to be that second kind of people? Just give strength. Everyone say, I want to give strength. I will not drain. I will not pull things away from people. Amen. I saw a tape from a preacher that I like to listen to his preaching. His sermon is this. His sermon title, okay? Either you are a sucker or you are a giver. Wow. When I read the title, like, whoa. Which is true. Some people just drain you. But I don't want to drain anyone. I want to give. I want to bless people. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Wow. I spent too much time here on the introduction. Hallelujah. You learn something? Now, let me talk about one issue about integrity. There are four things you need to do to walk in integrity. I'm going to tell you one or maybe half of it. It depends on the time. Number one, I will tell you four things right now and I will explain only one. Okay? Right. Everyone is awake?
Yeah.
I want to recommend you on Saturday night, don't go to bed too late.
Amen.
So when you come to church, you will not fall asleep. Amen? How many people know that you have only 52 Sundays a week? A year. Not a week, a year. And you miss one Sunday, you miss a lot. If you miss the sermon on one Sunday, you miss a lot. Because you have only 52 Sundays a year. Amen. That's why I never want to miss church. One, speak honestly. Everyone say, speak honestly.
Speak honestly.
Number two, confess regularly. And forgive promptly. Three, live consistently. Four, commit openly. Okay, I'm going to talk about the first one. Speak honestly. That's the first one. How many people believe that, agree with me that you cannot fake honesty? You cannot fake honesty. If you speak honestly all the time, you don't have to remember anything. But if you lie all the time, you have to remember what you say, because next time you have to remember what you said last time. So when you speak honestly, you feel relaxed, because you don't need to remember what you said yesterday. Is that right? Make your life much easier. But if you lie, you get tired. You get drained out. And then when you lie all the time, the trust level will go down. I make a commitment after the first day of marriage that I will never lie to my wife. Because if I lie, she will not trust me. It's so important not to lie. Amen? When I first came to America, I went to Harbor View Hospital and said, can I work here without pay? The boss said, yes, come in. And I have to admit that I make some mistake too, because I came new in the U.S., so I didn't understand the system very well. And every time my boss called me up, what's wrong? What's up? Why this happened? Ooh, my heart was beating. If I tell him the truth that I make mistake, I may lose my job. But if I tell him that if I lie, I may get by. But every time the Holy Spirit will convict me and say, no, you must tell him the truth. And I say, yes, boss, I make a mistake. I didn't do that. I'm sorry. You know, after I say that a few times, my boss loved me so much. Because he began to realize that I don't have to worry that this man is going to lie to me. He will speak the truth to me.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So it's so important to speak the truth. To speak honestly. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 15, speak the truth in a spirit of love. You hear this last Sunday. I'm going to elaborate a little bit more. You speak, when you speak honestly, you need to speak with the spirit of love.
Amen.
What does it mean, speak with the spirit of love? You build people up, you don't destroy people. You help people to grow up, you don't pull them down. A lot of people, they speak the truth, but I want to change the word speak. They launch the truth. They launch a missile. Some people launch the truth. Some people, when they speak the truth, they act like Clint Eastwood. And I act to you right now, I show you how Clint Eastwood act. And walk by, after you pull out 44 Magnum, shoot person, I'm afraid that people who listen in the internet don't understand what I'm trying to do. After they shoot the person, and that person lie on the ground, walk by, blow the smoke out of the gun, put the gun back in, and walk by, feel good that I can pull the truth out today. His truth is 44 Magnum. Just shoot him. Just shoot him down. Just shoot her down. That's not what the Bible talk about. The Bible did not say that speak the truth by 44 Magnum. By launching a missile against your wife. Slap on her face like this. You know, sometimes you come from, I want to tell you this. This is a true story, the truth that you need to know. Hurt. What is in English here? I think hurting people. Is that right? I should say that. Hurting people hurt people. When a husband walk into the house and start to yell at the wife and hurt the wife feeling, he is having problem himself because he hurt inside him. People who are happy will never hurt anyone. The reason you hurt people, you, bite, bark, shoot, pull the gun out. All these people are people who are, you need the healing of God first yourself. You need God to heal you. Because you are not happy. Some people speak the truth this way. Okay, I pull the meat out from the refrigerator. I pull the vegetable out. I pull neuk mam out. You know neuk mam mean? Fish sauce. It's in Vietnamese. Neuk mam. I pull raw fish out and I jam on the plate like this and just come eat it. That's how people speak the truth. You just put all the truth on the plate and just bam on people's face. No. You need pull the meat out. Cook it. Make it good. Decorate on the plate. Make it nice color. And then put on the table and say, oh, this is a very delicious dinner. Eat it. That's how you speak the truth. You need to season. You need to be careful of your voice, tone of voice. Amen. Speak the truth in love. Don't just bang on people's face. Amen. Speak honestly. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 20 verse 7, all the parents, listen to this. It is wonderful heritage to have an honest father. In the Amplified Bible, the Bible says, the righteous man walks in his integrity. How many people want to be called righteous man? You need to walk in integrity. Blessed, happy, fortunate, inevitable, are his children after him. Your heritage to your children is not how many houses you have in your property. How many money you have in your bank account. What bless your children the most is your character. Because your children are going to follow your footsteps. Therefore, integrity is the best heritage to your children. Integrity will pass on to your children and they will become people in integrity as well. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I have a value in my heart. I believe that I need to be honest to God. I give 10% to God. So when I go to my manager, and you can call my manager, her name is Katie. She is my witness. When I go to my manager, I say, I want to pull money out for my corporation. Okay, pull out $1,000, for example. I pay tax about one third, so $1,500, including tax. I would say to her, could you please put in my personal check bank account, $850, and put $150 in my charitable bank account so that I can give to the church. Every single penny, I walk in integrity. And my manager, every time I walk in, this is how much I need, she calculate for me right away. That, okay, I pay 30% of tax. And I pay my tithe before tax. I don't cheat God even one penny because I want to give heritage to my children that they know that they grow up in the house that the dad walk in integrity. I'm not gonna cheat my God. Amen. Every single penny. And that is the best inheritance. Heritage. The Bible says that blessed, happy, fortunate, and enviable are his children after him. Walk in integrity. Amen. Your accomplishments, your bank account, your five homes, your vacation home are not real heritage to your children. Your character, your faithfulness, your integrity is the best heritage to your children. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You will say like this, oh, Pastor, speaking the truth is good. Speaking the truth in love is good, but I cannot do it. I understand you cannot do it. I know why you cannot do it. You know, statistics say that 91% of American people who live in America lies. 91% of people who live in America lies all the time. They refuse to tell the truth. You know why we lie? Because we are afraid. Because we live in fear. We fear that if I tell my boss the truth, I will not get a raise. If I tell my boss the truth, I will get fired. If I pay 10%, I may be poorer. I haven't seen anyone who give 10% get poorer yet in my life. You may say, oh, I'm afraid if I tell my wife the truth, she will be mad at me. We're going to have a big fight and tonight she's going to lock the bedroom and I cannot walk in. I'm going to have to live on the couch. Fear cause you to not to be able to tell you the truth. That's why to tell the truth is a tremendous risk. Is that right? Speaking honestly is a tremendous risk. Oh, they're going to kick me out of the house. They're going to do this to me. This is going to happen to me. But remember, protection, security, and guidance. If you walk in integrity, speaking honestly, in the loving spirit, God gonna protect you. God gonna guide you. God gonna give you security. Don't fear. Don't fear. God never give us the spirit of fear. He give us the spirit of love and sound mind. Love casts out all fear. That's why we need to stick to God, to his love. Amen. There's a risk. But I tell you, either you pay now or you pay in the future. If you don't talk, you don't speak honestly. You may get by now. You can, oh, hopefully things gonna get better one day. But I tell you the truth that your relationship gonna grow apart. Amen. If you borrow somebody money and you say you're going to give back in 3 months, do it. Because otherwise, that's going to cause people not to trust you anymore. And when next time you need money, they're not going to give to you. Keep your word. Speak honestly. Amen. Keep your words. So that people will trust you. So that people will be able to bless you back and say, okay, now I trust you. I can, you are the trustworthy person. Amen. Ask the Lord to give you courage to speak the truth. And as I say, the only person that can give you that power, the courage to speak the truth, is the Spirit of the living God.
Amen.
The church that doesn't welcome the Holy Spirit, people are going to walk in carnality. People are going to walk by their own strength.
Right.
But if you welcome the Holy Spirit, people will walk in the power of God. And you can have courage to speak the truth. Amen.
Amen.
Speak honestly to one another. I know it's a risk, but that's okay. It will build up. Amen. I thank God for many people in this church that come and speak the truth to me. They warn me, they help me what wrong I have done. I thank God for their life. They speak honestly to me. They don't come and try to go around and try to lie to me. They speak the truth to me. I appreciate my wife so much. My wife always come to me and speak honestly to me in a loving way. And it helped me a lot. Amen. I tell you, if I say something wrong on the pulpit today, I will know by this evening. My wife will let me know. She speak honestly to me. That you should not say that word, you should not say this word. I make mistake, I'm human. Amen. That's why we need to look at the heart. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This morning, at the end of this service here, I want to encourage you. I know that this is hard to do, but you can start a life of integrity. And the only way to do that is to have Jesus Christ into your heart. You need to invite Jesus Christ to be your God, to be your Lord, and He can help you to walk in integrity. How many people want to walk in integrity? How many people don't want to have people call you a liar? No one, is that right? You want people to put thumb up and say, you are a person of integrity. You know, Jesus can help you. This morning I'd like to pray with you. If you need Jesus to help you, very simple. You just stand up and say, Jesus, I want you to come into my life. I repent of my sin. I turn away from my weaknesses and my sin. I need your help. If you are those people who say, God, I need your help to walk in integrity. I need Jesus to be in my life. If you can stand, you stand up. If you cannot stand because of some reason, you can just raise your hand up. I say, I need Jesus. Raise your hand up. Raise your hand up. If you can stand, stand up, please. Hallelujah. If you want Jesus to come into your life, you say, Jesus, I need you. Only Jesus can help you. Stand up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Any one of you here, you say, I struggle with issue in integrity. I humble myself and admit that I need help. Could you please stand up here too? Stand up. Stand up and ask God to help you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You need integrity. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm going to lead you in prayer right now. Just follow my prayer. Follow my prayer. Close your eyes. Talk to God. Father in heaven.
Hallelujah.
I need your help, Lord.
I need your help, Lord.
I have the sinful nature.
I have a sinful nature.
As Apostle Paul says.
As Apostle Paul says.
I want to do good.
I want to do good.
But I don't do it.
But I don't do it.
I do wrong things.
I do wrong things.
Even though I don't want to do it.
Even though I don't want to do it.
I have a frustration gap in my heart.
I have a frustration gap.
And in my life.
And in my life.
I want to walk in integrity.
I want to walk in integrity.
And God, you are the honest and faithful God.
Lord, you are the honest and faithful.
You are full of integrity.
You are full of integrity.
I need your help, Lord.
I need your help, Lord.
I ask you.
I ask you.
To come into my life.
To come into my life.
And make my life your home.
And make my life your home.
Live on the inside of me.
Live on the inside of me.
Fill me, Lord.
Fill me, Lord.
With your presence.
With your presence.
With your power.
With your power.
With your Holy Spirit.
With your Holy Spirit.
I need your help.
I need your help.
I confess with my mouth.
I confess with my mouth.
And believe in my heart.
And believe in my heart.
That Jesus Christ.
That Jesus Christ.
Is my Savior.
Is my Savior.
He is my strength.
He is my strength.
He is my deliverer.
My deliverer.
He is my integrity.
He is my integrity.
Jesus.
Jesus.
I love you.
I love you.
Please help me.
Please help me.
Come and guide me each day.
Come and guide me each day.
Come and protect me.
Come and protect me.
And give me security.
Give me security.
As you promised in the Bible.
As you promised in the Bible.
Oh, Father in heaven.
Father in heaven.
Today.
Today.
I proclaim.
I proclaim.
That I am a child of God.
That I am a child of God.
I have a new heart.
I have a new heart.
God, give me a new heart.
God, give me a new heart.
That I want to speak honestly all the time from now on.
You want to speak honestly all the time from now on.
With the spirit of love.
With the spirit of love.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I pray.
I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You can be seated. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
We trust this message has ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching series, please contact us at 206-275-1042 or visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org. You may also write to us at the following address: New Hope International Church, 9170 Southeast 64th Street, Mercer Island, Washington, 98040. Thank you very much.